Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Today is that day we come before the Lord with thanksgiving of our hearts and believing what God is doing for us and through us and by us. I know I have some people supposed to be on the line with me today, but I just say this much. To God be the glory. One of the things I found out this day, the God we serve is an awesome God. There is no God like our God. And the more we come to God, the more we find out who God really is and what God is doing for us. So I come to a place right now where we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We come before you and say, it's you, Father. Without you, there's nothing else we can do, Father. But I just said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Today is that day we just come and say hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus that we thank you. We love you. We appraise you. We adore you. We magnify you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one of the things I would say right quick is, can we talk? Somebody out there, maybe listen to me. Can we talk? I believe we can. We can talk about anything that you want to talk about, as long as the Bible. We got some issues that are facing us right now in America, as Americans. But the more we take God as our leader, the more we're going to find God is going to be there for us. And one thing I will say to anybody, the more you trust God, the more you're going to believe God, the more you're going to see God, and the more you're going to realize that God's in charge of it all. And I say that with an understanding, because I know Jesus, I know he's going to answer my prayer. Because according to what the word says, because he's going to answer my prayer, because I do things that are pleasing before him. Things that are pleasing. What thing? I want to go out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, get somebody on my side and get to understand what God is saying. What God is doing to all of us. God is bringing us to, he brings us to a place. Many times we just want to take something and see it. But I want you to know something. I'm talking to you. The God we serve is an awesome God. I mean, no matter how you try to put him back, he's going to always be up there. But you know what I love about this God we serve, that we worship and we love and we praise him? He's a jealous God. I know he's jealous. Because God do what he want to do when he do it. A lot of people have got to come to a point to say, yes, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Why? Because what God is doing, God is saying something to us all the time. When God speaks, he speaks in word. He speaks in word. He speaks to tell us what he's doing. I want to tell somebody today, do you really know God? Do you really want to know him better than what you know? All right. I got one coming on with me right now. Praise the living God. Hallelujah, somebody. Bear with me. Bear with me. Hello there, Carla. How you doing? How you doing, Carla? Are you there? Bridget? Are you there?
Well, yes, I'm here, Dr. Hunter.
Okay, go ahead. Well, let me tell you something. This is Brenda. Now, Brenda, who are you? Tell my radio.
This is Bridget, Dr. Hunter. This is Bridget, not Brenda.
I said, oh, I'm almost there. Okay, okay, I got your attention now. Well, tell us. I know that you live in. Well, let me ask you this here. Can you tell us what God is, who you are, what ministry you have, what you're doing for the body of Christ?
Well, I am Elder Bridget Gibson, and what I am doing for the body of Christ is what God has mandated for all of us to do, to go forth and build disciples and to let the world know about who he is and testify to his word. I am grateful to be on the line this morning. I would like to just share an experience that I had on yesterday. I had several experiences on yesterday, not just one.
Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, please share it with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On yesterday, I was I had a visit. I had a couple of things that I was trying to get done and had been trying to get done for a long time. And it was just something about yesterday. It was three things that occurred. I had been trying to get some work done on a site, my business site, that I've been working on for a little minute here. And something just would not allow me to do what I needed to do. I needed to make a video. And I didn't know how to do that with the source that I had. And I asked the Holy Ghost. I said, Holy Ghost, I need your help. And that's one of the things I know that the Word tells me, that the Holy Ghost is a great teacher. It will lead you into all truth. Everything that I've ever learned from anything came from the Holy Ghost. And on the night before, he taught and showed me how important it was just to include him in everything that we do. Well, to say the least, I end up getting that video made. I end up being able to upload that video and apply it to my site. And I was just elated because I had no knowledge of how I was going to do that. Matter of fact, I didn't even know if my computer would allow me to do that. But the Holy Ghost guided me, and it is so today. That was one thing that the Holy Ghost did. Another thing that the Holy Ghost did was that yesterday, Dr. Hunter and myself, we have been working diligently on some things. And we were having another problem with the system. You know, we're not all that computer literate for the latest technology, but I know when two come together. And the Holy Ghost is the center of the attraction. Let me tell you, things get done. And things get done a lot of times to our amazement, knowing that all we have to do is open up our mouth. But first come together, two or more that are joined together, and we action it in Jesus' name, then it is so. And on yesterday, we did that. We were able to get something going for that he had been trying to get done. But it was only at the unction of we saying, Holy Ghost, we need help with this. The minute we said, we need help with this, he stepped right on in. Just stepped right on in and took care of that, which we were trying to do in our own might. See, it's not in our own might that we have the power. It's in him that we live, move, and have our being. And through him, it was made possible on yesterday. But the last of the least to say, there was a miraculous move of God on last night. Prior to that move, I had just come out of prayer. And out of prayer, we prayed that God have his way. We covered this gentleman that I ended up going to see on last night. But prior to going to that hospital, Dr. Hunter and I, since we were at the end of our meeting, we began to lift up the name of Jesus and to cover my friend and her father. You see, her father has been diagnosed with cancer. It started in the lungs, but now it has since then moved to the brain. And so that being said, it's some things that occurred about a week ago. He got really, really sick, and he had to take him to the hospital. And when they took him to the hospital, some things began to, the arteries and things and growths and all of that that had been in his lungs, an artery had ruptured. And the doctors had told my girlfriend that if she hadn't gotten her father there in the nick of time, that he would have passed, he would have died. They said that they weren't sure if he was going to make it through the night. They commenced to saying that he needed to have surgery to correct the problem. Well, they went in and they did the surgery, on her father. At that time, they only knew that he had lung cancer. But during the surgery, he had a major stroke going through the surgery of repairing the artery in the lungs that they knew he had cancer from. During the surgery, the stroke happened. During the surgery, they also realized that the doctor said that now the cancer had moved to his brain. So that was some blows that they were not expecting, but they had to deal with. From finding out all of that, when they got him into the room and got him settled, he was in a comatose state. They informed the family that they didn't know if he was going to make it through the night. They informed the family that he had a major stroke during the surgery. They informed the family that the cancer has now moved from lungs to the brain. And that was, he was not going to be able to see. He was not going to be able to walk, talk, have movements of his limbs because of all that had happened to him within the last 2 weeks. I went to visit my girlfriend to go in support of her and the family. When I entered the hospital, she was in the room, and she had a frantic look on her face. She looked up at me, and she had tears in her eyes, and she was panicking. And she said, "He's not responding to anything. He's laying here. They're trying to get him to come through or come to just to open his eyes." But lo and behold, my God, the nurses came in. She began to cry out, saying, "Daddy, Daddy, he's not responding, you all. He's not moving. He's not doing anything." He was as if he was in a comatose sleep. She didn't understand because the day before she knew he could open his eyes and recognize or to say he was able to hear. I'm sorry, to hear. And she knew that because she asked him maybe to make something, some type of movement. It wasn't much. It was faint. But by on last night, it wasn't anything. They kept coming in. They began to call. I don't know if you know in the hospital when things are not looking right. And they started wanting to call all kinds of codes. They called the floor to come in to help, to see what was majorly going on, had he had just passed on. But in lieu of them getting into the room, God spoke to me and said, "Go by his bedside." I went by his bedside. He said, "I need you to begin to speak to me." Speaking to him meant speaking in his language. So as I began to pray in the spirit concerning the matter, he said, "I need you to touch him while you're praying." As I was praying in the spirit, I began to touch Mr. Lemons. And I touched him on his arm and on his shoulder as I was praying. When I touched him, believe me, Lord have mercy, believe me. And as I was praying, he started coming up out of whatever state that was he was in. He started coming up out of that. He started moving around. Now, mind you, they had given her the report. He was not going to be able to do nothing, that he was going to be blind, couldn't move, couldn't do any of that. They told her that. As I began to pray, the Holy Ghost does what he do. He woke up. He moved around. He opened his eyes. He not only opened his eyes, he looked over at me. Now, mind you, they had said that he was blind. He was going to be blind. He looked over at me. His eyes guided as I walked around the bed. His eyes followed me. The doctors, the nurses, everybody that was in this room, including the daughter, she said, "My God, my God." She said, "God, you sent the right people at the right time." But not only did he send me in there. I was just being obedient. It had nothing to do with who I am, but everything to do with who he is. And being obedient and having an ear, for the word says, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I had an ear, people of God, and I moved according to what he had instructed me to do. I was on an assignment last night. Even though it may have looked like in the natural that I was going to visit a friend, God had instructed me to go, to be there, to support. But he also instructed me when he said to move before the cold blue people came in. He said, move, daughter. I need you to go in and speak to me. See, speaking in the spirit is speaking to him. No other form, fashion of anything can understand. Only that through the Holy Ghost. And that is to the Father that I was speaking. And me having an ear to hear and being obedient to what he said, that miracle took place right there in that room. He moved his legs. He moved his arms. He moved and opened up his eyes. And they said he was blind, but my God, I didn't believe it, nor did I see it. He looked over at me. That told me that he wasn't blind because he could see me. I said, well, wait a minute. Let me just move around the bed. As I moved around the bed, his eyes moved around the bed with me. So don't tell me what God can't do because, see, I believe God is still in the miracle working business.
Yes.
And I am one to testify on that on this line tomorrow, today, that God is a good God. God is the same God. He's still doing it. He's in the business. If we just get in order, if we come to a state of repentance, if we come to a state of reclaiming and giving and turning back to God, he will answer and hear our prayer.
Yes.
For 2 Chronicles tells us that, 7 and 14, that we must do what we know is true. We must. We must be obedient. Has nothing to do. If we just get out of God's way and allow God to use us, that call your rules say. Because he cannot do anything without first having a body to do it through. I was the one that he found. Oh, God, I thank you for the favor. Because he could have used anybody. But he chose me. And so I'm grateful for that.
Thank you for the favor,
God.
Yes.
Thank you for the favor. You see, some people get it all confused and think it's in them, but it's not in them. It's in him that I live, I move, and have my being. So I thank you for this time to be able to testify to that, Dr. Hunter. That's just to say, my God, there's a true and living God. And if you don't know him, spend a little time with him. Develop a relationship with him. Hey, prostrate with him. And he'll show you some deep and wonderful, marvelous things. Amen.
Wow. To God.
Amen.
To God be the glory. That's what can we talk. And you know what, Bridget? One thing we find out, this God we serve is an awesome God. I will never leave you alone. I will never forsake you. I am the Lord. I am who I say I am. And one of the things that I believe in my heart, God said to those men in the book of Acts, during the fulfillment of the Pentecostal, they came down, Peter and John came down and talked to that blind man. And the blind man, that man who could walk, stuck his hand out there. Arms. Give me something. They said, look upon me. Such as we have not gold nor silver. But what we have, we're going to give it to you. My God Almighty. And they laid their burrando under it. So laid their hands on this man.
He got up. Jesus.
He got up and started walking. What kind of God we serve? A miraculous God. A God that loves. A God that's peace. Well, somebody said, don't need all that to get, yes, it does. Because sometimes when the fire of the Holy Ghost moves, people forget about slain in the spirit. Some people that can't walk, get up and walk because of fire. And that's what the Bible says in the, when they come. And he said, John said, there's one coming who's soon. I'm not going to John. No, hello in the background. Somebody in the background. He said, somebody. He said, there's one coming whose shoes I'm not worthy to put a, to open up. But I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He's going to lay, you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Why with fire? Because fire quenches. Fire burns out. When all that bad draw in the spirit, thunder, oh my God Almighty, God burns it out. God burns it out. Not us, but God does. Brenda, my love, Bridget, Charlene, God is so good. And when he does so, he's going to do for us. Now, I'm going to tell you something. As a man of God, I'm a son of God, according to the word of God. I'm a son of God. I know what God has made a commitment to do for those of us who are sons of God. For as many receive him, Jesus, we are the sons of God. Therefore, in the New Testament, God is doing so much for us. Bridget, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, there. But isn't this something that God took all of that for just a moment and did some great work last night? Now, you got
yes.
me with Jesus. You got me. Ooh, Jesus. And I told somebody this morning about the conversation. They said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to have it on the radio. I'm going to have it on. I said, she wants to come on? I'm going to show what God is going to do, what he says going to do. Now, if you want to take what God is saying, God can do what he want to be saying. It's all up to you. And I want somebody to know out there, listen. See, this radio, this Blog Talk Radio, what I love about this Blog Talk Radio, Bridget, when I first got involved with the FM, you know, there's an AM, amplified modular, the wave, and the FM. But with the ceiling, with the blog, it goes around in a big spiral. That word goes all the way. Every word goes up, but this one goes up, and it can reach everybody around the world. I said, my God Almighty, you mean I can reach, and that's what we're doing right now. Somebody in Africa is hearing our voice. Somebody in near Russia is hearing our voice. Somebody in California. Somebody in Canada. Somebody in the southern part of Venezuela. Somebody is hearing our voice. It's not us, but it's God. A testimony like this is good. It blesses the body of Christ. Because some people, my beloved sisters and brothers out there, don't believe in spiritual healing. Can we talk? Oh, my God. Can we talk? A lot of people will look at this and say, why do y'all waste your time? We waste our time because we don't want the world to know that we know that we know. We don't waste our time. We're doing God's will. And one thing I will say, Bridget, I know God got something else to ask you. Can we talk with you? What else? What else God got you doing? Talk to us, please. Who is Jesus?
Well, I always believe that God has something that's part of his marvelous and wonderful plan that he needs just the body. And if you are not willing, he will not come and void your will. That's one of the things that I know that he incarnated in us. Is that the ability to choose.
Mm-hmm.
through the Holy Spirit, he is a gentleman. He will not thrust upon us his will. That is something that we, on our own, have to accept. And so through all that we do, if many of us could just understand and come in an agreement, because in an agreement is important. For Amos 3:3 tells me that no two can walk together. That walk meaning even in your like-mindedness, in your thinking, no two can walk together unless they agree. And so as it is with our brothers and sisters, as it is in the spirit, I accept him. I told him to come into my life and have full range. Whenever he sends me out or whatever he has for me to do, I lay prostrate and get instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important on a daily basis. I know for me it is. I live my life waking up with prayer. Through prayer, I ask for instructions. Once I get instructions, I go and pray for favor. Because I know no man can shut nor open doors that God has shut and God has opened.
Amen.
So with the confession of favor and focus and action, faith without action or without work, that work means some action, is dead. I believe in moving and acting upon when I hear him speak.
Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen.
Don't stop. Go and tell us. Go and tell us.
Amen. I believe what you do today affects your tomorrow. I believe if you're doing it according to his will, meaning that you're in the word, you know the will of God, by being in the word, because his word will reveal who he is. The spirit will reveal the truth. And I believe that if we believe just what he says and we live our life according to what he has given us in the word, we will be prosperous. We will be successful. We will be healed. We will be able to lay hands on those and transfer the spirit of the Lord within. We will be able to cast out. We will be able to teach, to disciple, to equip, because we are all here one for another. There's no big I's and little U's in God. We're all his children. Thank God for allowing me to be on the radio this morning. For I know this is reaching out to somebody somewhere. And I'd just like to, if you would, if you could respond in some way, form, or fashion on the line, on the radio, calling in through text or through Facebook, whatever, let Dr. Hunter know that the work that he's doing in the land is a good work. He's been commissioned to do this, and he cannot do it without the help of you.
Amen.
And so, and God, I give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. And
one thing,
have a great
day. One thing I want to do is that another caller. Come on, hold on. Hello, caller. How you doing? Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
sorry.
I'm talking to you. How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored. How are you all?
I'm doing okay. Well, tell us what happened. Tell us what happened. I got Elder Brenda Bridget on there with us, and she's talking about what happened last night. I've been sharing it on the radio station. Tell us what happened to your son. Can you tell us, right? Can you take time to tell us?
I will tell you very the short version, but the version is yet and still that God reigns and he's in control of every situation. And if we can stand on his word and trust in him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding and allow God to do what he does best, and that's to take care of us. He's concerned about us. On August the 2nd, 2017, my son was arrested in Sulphur or Lake Charles, Louisiana. I don't know which one they want to call it. And they had him on a $370,000 bond. They charged him with 14 various charges. And he stayed in there. They had a hearing in December to reduce the bond, and of course they reduced it to $125,000, which was still out of my reach. I could not afford an attorney, so he had a court-appointed attorney, and we went back in March because someone in the jail with him was leaving and gave him some information. So I called the people to see if they had space for him, and then I gave the information to the court-appointed attorney. So when we went back to court on March, they released him to this rehab program, and I didn't have to pay one penny, not for the rehab program, not the $125,000 bond. I picked him up for zero amount of money. I took him to eat, I took him to Walmart, and then I took him to the rehab place where he stayed. And when we went back before the judge on, let me back up. Out of those 14 charges, they dismissed 12 of them. He only had to plead to two. And so on July 6th, we had to go back this year, and he thought he was going to be released. You know, but the judge says, no, come back on August the 2nd, and we'll go ahead and release you. The DA, or the prosecutor, whatever you call them, they were trying to get him to do more time. They had offered him 7 years. They had, on that day when we was in court, he said, I don't know how I made this deal. And I said to myself, you didn't make the deal. Jesus Christ was the lawyer, the DA, the prosecutor, the court-appointed attorney, and everything. But because he was facing 10, 20, 30 to life, the Lord stepped up and stepped in, and we didn't have to pay a dime. You know, we didn't have to pay a dime, not one dime, from $370,000, from 14 charges to two charges. And complete with everything within 1 year. August the 2nd last year, they arrested him. August the 2nd this year, they released him totally, not owing anything else to the state of Louisiana. And if I tell you that God is real, you better understand he's real. I thank God that I'm a praying mother. I thank God that I got a network that I can call people and let them pray. They were praying all over the United States for my son. And God has no respected person. What he did for mine, he'll do for others. And so I give God all the glory. All the glory and the honor belongs to him. You know, I tell you, it was not me. I had told my son many years ago when he got in trouble. I said, God told me it won't be mama's money, no man that can get you out of trouble. And so God had to prove himself to him. You know, he didn't want to go to church. I fussed every morning when he was at the house trying to get him up to go to church. But I tell you, at that rehab place, he had to go to church, he had to go to classes, he had to go to Bible study, he had to do. I said, oh, well, you can do this when you're forced to do it, you know, but you have no respect for my house to do it. But the Lord put him in a place where he had to. And I thank God for that, because now he has a better walk, a closer walk, He's not shaking and faking like he was doing when he was out here on the street, you know. So God became real to him, even though he confessed the Lord many, many years ago and was baptized in water baptism, but the Holy Ghost had to get a hold to him, you know. And God did just that, you know. He has changed, and so he turned 35 while he was locked up. But I thank God. You know, I even thank God for the lockup, and I thank God for the peace that he's given me. Because I was a worrying mom. I was a praying mom, but I was a worrying mom. But at 69, I'm 69 now. But before I turned 69, God had to release me to release him into his care, you know. And so I'm telling all you listeners out there, do not wait till you get 69 because you might not make 69. These children don't belong to us. They belong to God. And don't take so long as I did to get to know that. Amen? And amen. Because you will have many sleepless nights worrying about your children. But God, if you gave them to God, I gave them to God when he was born. I gave him back, you know. And I am not responsible. I felt guilty for years and years and years. What did I do? I put him in this marriage when I married a man that mistreated him, his father mistreating him. He was looking everywhere for love. And so he, you know, he went in the streets, you know, to make bonds and stuff. I'm not saying that right, but you got to pay attention, you know, close attention to your children. You know, what they crying out for that they won't say. So I'm just saying that, you know, they need God. You can raise them up, but like the Bible say, they're going to stray, but they won't stray that far. You know, and God will do whatever he has to do to get their attention. And trust me, as they're getting their attention, they're getting your attention too. And you realize you're a place you need to be in. I don't need to try to take God's place. God is God all by himself. So I just thank God for the opportunity to let you know that God is real. Jesus is a savior of the world, and the Holy Spirit will keep you if you allow him to keep you.
Hey.
That's it. If you allow him to keep
you. Yes, Lord.
There's a man on the line with us. Brother Gregory, are you there?
I am.
Brother Gregory. Thank you.
I'm here, Dr. Hunter. You know I'm here. I'm with you. I'm on a limb with you. I'm with you.
Amen. Isn't this something what God did just like that?
Yeah.
As I listened
to the testimony, and I want to say thank you for that testimony and testifying and for helping me, and I know you helped many other people. You know, I think about some 5 years I did down at Dr. Hunter, and that. But to be honest with you, I really should have had a life sentence. Yeah, I really should be still incarcerated. But the power of God released me from that place. But you know, I made a promise to God that if you would get me from behind here, that when I get out there, I'll do some things for you. But had I not went back there, Dr. Hunter, behind them boys, I would have never, ever developed a relationship like I have now. I needed to go somewhere. I needed to be placed behind somebody's boys because either somebody was gonna kill me. I was out here stealing from my mama on drugs. I was stealing from everybody I knew. So when I went in front of the judge and he asked me a question, he said, "You guilty or you innocent?" I said, "I'm guilty." And everybody said, "Man, don't say that. Don't say you guilty." I say, "I'm guilty. I did it.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that moment, I knew that God had showed up. Not maybe like I wanted him to, but he had showed up.
Yeah.
And now we get an opportunity, man, to really and truly live out the power of God. Because it has to come through somebody that other people knew was in bad shape.
Yeah.
Somebody look at me now and say, man, that's the same guy that used to steal his mama's stuff. His mama used to go to work. He'd sell her stuff out the house. That's the same guy right there, man.
Yeah.
That had his sister car that rented it out. That's the same guy right there, man, that couldn't keep $5 in his pocket. That's the same guy right there, Dr. Hunter, that slept on the streets, that was homeless, that was in porta potties, sleeping on the streets. That's the same guy right there that was addicted to crack, that was on alcohol. That's the same guy.
My Lord. Thank you,
it
Lord.
It has to be a God. It's got to be God that'll come inside of a crack house and get a person like me.
Woo. Hallelujah. Thank
it
you,
has
Jesus.
To be a God, Dr. Hunter. If a person
Jesus.
Ever want to know if they can bounce back, tell them call me, 832-630-1702. I have done everything that disqualified anybody from having a successful life. I have done it.
Jesus.
I have done it. But God said, you know what? Before I formed you, I knew you was going to stray away. I knew you was going to steal from your mom. I knew you was going to be a crackhead. I knew you was going to be homeless. I knew you was going to make me some promises and don't keep them when I get you out of it. I already knew you were going to do that anyway. But let me tell you what I also knew. I also knew February 12, 2002 would be your last day being homeless. Let me tell you what else I knew. I also knew that the same woman that you stole from all your adolescent years, that would be the same woman that you would take care of until she closed her eyes in your adult life. Let me tell you what else I knew. I also knew that I could trust you to go back to prison. I also knew that you would be the one that would take my word and share it with somebody that's lost and restore them. Let me tell you what else I knew about you, Greg. They don't know what I knew, but I also know that you will be a loving and caring father, a brother, and a husband someday. That's what I knew. Know why I know that? Because I formed and I made you in my likeness. That's why I know that. So it's not about how it starts. It's not about how it starts. It ain't about what you're going through. It's about when you come in contact with Jesus. And he come in contact with you, life would never be the same anymore.
Never.
I told the Lord February 11, 2002, I was in Third Ward, Texas, strung out on drugs. And I said, God, if you real, they say you real. But I don't know if you real or not. You ain't never been real to me. This is how I talk to them. Because first of all, they say you knew everything was going to happen to me before I was born. That's what they say. They say that you knew that. So why would you map my life out to be the way it was? Why I had to go through all the hardships? Why I couldn't be a doctor, a lawyer, somebody else? Why I had to go through all this turmoil? Why I had to be the one to do all this here? So if you're real, like they say you are, then save me. Then saved me. And I went to sleep February 11, 2002. And when I woke up February 12, 2002, he said, son, I'm so happy you made that plea last night. Now let me show you how real I really am. From this day forward, you were never drinking drugs no more. I have not had a drink in a drug since February 12, 2002. And if good Lord spare me life, I'm going to celebrate 17 years in February. I have not stole my mama since then. I have not rented out my sister's car since then. I have not had to undermine nobody.
Oh,
and I have not slept in the porta potty, and I have not had to look back since February 12, 2002. That's the kind of God we serve, Doctor, huh?
Oh, you
that young man, that young man that just got out of prison, he would never ever return to not near another dark day in life. Why? Because he
Thank
met
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Sometimes we have to go through stuff like that so that we can see the power. And now that he see the power, now it's up to us to encourage him, to build him up now, to share with him.
Yes.
You're not going to always have good days. Every day not going to be good. You're going to have some dark moments. But the same power, Dr. Hunter, that got you out that mess before, he's going to be the same one that's going to get you out the 1 year now.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, you know what? I want you
Come on close to your phone. We're missing your words.
Okay, you say you always were looking for somebody. Who are you looking for?
I always was looking for the father I never had, Dr. Hunter. I'm 46 years old right now, still looking for the relationship of a father that I never had.
Yes.
But God say, you know what? I am the father of your father. You want a real father relationship? Then come on, have one with me. Cause I ain't gonna never leave you and forsake you. I ain't gonna never make you a promise and don't come through with it. I'm gonna always be there for you. You ain't gonna never have to worry about calling me and I say, call me back. Or I'm gonna call you back and I never return your call. You want a real father relationship? Then come on, have one with me, son. I'm your father. I'm your father. That's your daddy. I'm your father. What you looking for, he can't give you. Why? Because he just like you. He's not perfect. You looking for a perfect earthly father when you ain't going to find him. Why? Because he have the same capabilities to sin just like you. So you looking for something, and I understand, and I feel your plight. I get that. But just understand what you looking for. You won't find it in that package. But I'll give you somebody. That's why in Proverbs you say, there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Yeah.
He say, I'll give you a friend. I'll give you somebody that will nourish you. I'll give you somebody that will love you. I'll give you somebody made perfectly just for you. But if you're looking for a father, that's why Jesus said, when the disciples say, hey, man, teach us how to pray like John the Baptist disciples teach him. He said, okay, here's how we're going to start the prayer off. Our Father, not my Father, not your Father, but our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven. Our Father.
Yes.
It's something about the way he started it off, Dr. Hunter. He started it off that reason because he letting them know that the same father that I have access to, you have the same access to it, so access your power. You have
Amen.
To access your power. I can go to him on your behalf, but guess what? You can talk to him for yourself, but you got to do
Woo.
It through my name.
You
can't access him like I can, so don't get it twisted, but you can get to him in my name. This dude's my name.
Yeah.
Tell him you know his son when you get there. I just like going to the bank, Dr. Hunt. Little Greg's name is Gregory II. But if he go to the bank, it's going to show the same thing. Gregory Williams, right? But guess what? He don't have no access to the account. But if I call down there to the bank and I say, listen, Lil Greg on the way. Listen, Lil Greg on the way. So this is what I want you to do. When Lil Greg get there, I want you to go in Big Greg account because he don't have no account, but he got access now. Why? Because I'm finna give him access to it. So when he get there, go in Big Greg account and give Lil Greg what he wants.
My God.
Oh, ooh. Make it plain.
Make it plain. Ain't God good. My God. God is God.
We got access, yeah. Dr. Hunter.
Yes,
we got
sir.
Access now. Access your power. Access
Amen.
Your power. I can't access it for you, and nobody else can, but guess what? You can access your own power now.
That's it.
And when you finish giving him, what he wants, do me a favor. Don't give him the receipt. Don't give him the receipt and show him what's left in there. Don't give him the receipt. He don't need to know what's left. He just needs to know every time that he go down he and access it, something going to come out. It will never say insufficient funds. But he don't need to see what's in there. All he needs to know is when he get there.
It's there.
When he went that far, he going to get it. Have a nice day. Give him what he wants. That's my son.
My mama. There's a person on the line with us. 6892. You got a word? No? Are you there? Hello. Your last four numbers is 6892. Are you there? Oh, she just dropped. Well, let me say this to y'all. Today has been a day that God has blessed me beyond my understanding. And I said 1 hour because my sister has this time on a Thursday, Reverend Dr. Brenda. And what God has done today, another young lady, Bridget, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Give us a recap of what God did for you right quick last night. Can you give us, we got 8 minutes, can you give us a recap right quick?
Well, what the Father has done, of course, he's still in the miracle business. And last night we experienced a move of God so in that hospital. And it was given, the doctors had said that my girlfriend's father, that he would not be able to do anything. He had been already diagnosed with cancer in the lungs, but then the cancer moved to the brain. And they said that he would be blind and couldn't move his body or any of that. That's what had happened to him. During the surgery, they had to do surgery on him in lieu of all of this. He had a major stroke during the surgery, and it caused for all these things to go to where he wouldn't have activity of his limbs and all of that. On last night, they thought that he was gone. He wasn't responding or anything. And Lord sent me to be there to console my girlfriend, just to be there to comfort her and her family. And lo and behold, God spoke, and God say, move. And when God speak, you know, as the word said, when you have an ear, let those that have an ear hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. God spoke, God moved, God say, speak to me. God says, speak to me in that spiritual language. So I began to pray in the spirit. He said, God, I need you to touch him while you're talking to me. And I was in obedience to the Father because, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. So I began to touch him as I was praying in the spirit. And God used me to be able to deliver what it was from heaven he needed to have delivered. Do you know they were calling the people to come to the room from all over the hospital? You know, they're called codes. And do you know? God said before they get there, he said he's going to already be healed. Do you know through the touching of the hands and speaking in the spiritual language and God transferred a healing to place?
My
he
Lord.
Came up out of what he was in because they thought he was gone. He came out of what he was in. He began to move around. See, they said that he wasn't going to move. His hands began to move. They said he wasn't going to be able to use his hands. His legs, they said he wasn't going to be able to walk. He moved his legs as if he was about to get out of the bed. And lo and behold, beyond that, he started moving his mouth as if he wanted to speak to me. Because, see, they said he wasn't going to be able to do any of that. When I first came in that room, I did not receive the report of what she had told me. When I laid eyes on him, I said, God, I don't see that. God, I don't hear that. And that's when he gave me instructions to do what needed to be done. So I just thank God that he was able to use me, but more so I thank God that I was in obedience. And I tell you, obedience is better than sacrifice. And the miraculous move of God happened in that room last night. By the time they got up there, they looked. They said, what? I thought he was, what's going on? He's not. Lo and behold, they said he was blind. Do you know when he came through, his eyes gravitate over to me. I said, wait a minute. This man, they say, was blind. This man, they say, he wasn't going to be able to use his hands, his legs, talk, or nothing. As I moved around the bed, guess what? His eyes followed me. Blind people's eyes can't follow you. They don't know whether you hear that other than according to their sound. So I'm just here to testify on the goodness of the Lord and that he's still in the miracle business. He's still in the miracle business. He's still in the miracle business. He's still in the miracle business.
Lord. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. He's still God. He's still God. The same today and yesterday. He's still God. He's still God. Miracle work. He's still a miracle work. Yes, God. They were looking. They were ready to do what they needed to do. But by the time they got up there, he was alert. They said he couldn't talk, but I saw his mouth moving. Jesus. I looked at her. I said, I thought you said he couldn't walk. I thought you said he couldn't do all these things. She said, God, they said he couldn't. Look at him. Whose report are you going to believe? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Powerful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to do the same thing Sunday at my house. So some of you know, but I want to let you know the time I have. I want to thank y'all. God bless y'all. I'll see you Saturday. Be blessed now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.